Project. I'm one of the founders and CEO of Amix. I just learned that we have 20 minutes until food arrives. And 2 minutes for the pitch. So I'll make it short. Basically, Andreas and Karim, we also have something in common. First, at Amix, I also started completely bootstrapped. I even learned how to code PHP and React and built the first web app myself. And then we also raised some funds. We closed an 8.6 million round last year. What are we basically doing? When I worked at this large enterprise, built screws and assemblies they offered, I learned that these large enterprises, 50,000, 80,000, 100,000 employees, they are banked quite well by large global transaction banks like JP Morgan, Citigroup, and so on. And on the other hand, we have entrepreneurs, freelancers. They are well served by challenger banks like Revolut, Wise, etc. And in the between, we have all over Europe, we have 23 million SMEs, which are completely underserved when it comes to international banking. So that's what we are doing. We serve these SMEs. We currently serve 2,000 active clients in Switzerland and Europe, have a yearly payment volume of around 2 billion. And what I'm talking today about is the growth challenge to expand from Switzerland into Europe. But before, I have something about our product. These are these 2 minutes. The first part does not count. We are enabling companies to bank globally. In short, we offer IBAN accounts in various countries, locally UK IBANs, local account in the United States, so you can pay and collect easily. We also launched a multi-currency card last month, by the way. There I think we have quite a good product market fit. We have already empowered the employees of 300 companies with debit cards in the first 4 weeks. And as we offer multi-currency accounts and multi-currency cards, it's all about exchanging currencies. That's also part of our revenue model, besides the interchange from the cards. Okay. To sum it up, we offer a low-cost and highly automated banking solution to SMEs. Our actual ARR per client is around 2,000 Swiss francs, which in my opinion is quite important for the answer of the following question. When we considered the rollout, we had a situation where we won one-third of new clients by our referral program. This made it easy to have low customer acquisition costs. So what we did after raising money, we opened offices in Austria, the Netherlands, and Czechia. We did a lot of research about these markets and where I started there. In Czechia, they have their own currency. Netherlands has a lot of trade relationships to the UK, and Austria is part of this Eastern Europe trade region. So, now I go directly to our insights. Paid ads. We also don't like paid ads. Now we tested a lot, we improved a lot, we learned a lot. I do believe in test and learn and in experiments, but at the end of the day, what I have to admit, with Google and LinkedIn, we could reach a state where we matched our ICP, but the customer acquisition costs still were too high. Maybe it was also because our paid ad leads with the same quality had lower conversion rates than the leads from other channels. Might be something with the sales team. Then Facebook, we only managed to get low quality leads, but thousands of them, so it was a lot of work, and we stopped it after a few weeks.
outbound email in Switzerland. We won a lot of companies with outbound email sequences 4 years back. In Europe, in the first quarter, I think we sent out 30,000 emails in Germany and the Czech Republic. We also had some lost leads, so we stopped it. So there's a huge GDPR challenge. A direct sale, let's say it works efficiently, as in any country, but the high fluctuation in new markets is quite difficult to find the right people. Product-led growth, as mentioned, if you have no customer in a region or in a country, you have no one using your product, so product-led is quite difficult also. And at the end, we had very different outcomes, which was also kind of a learning. So in Italy, we won a lot of businesses with high risk profile, so a lot of compliance work in the regulatory space, and we stopped also Italy. At the end, we were pretty successful, by the way. We grew by 100% last year, and our revenue increased by 70%. So what we did, or what was our conclusion, do not start in several countries at the same time. We started 8 markets. We all knew it, that it will be a challenge, but the time to market was important. We had VC funds. Then the measure, take enough time to set the right KPIs, know your customer acquisition costs anytime, and set max CPL limits. I mean, also this one, everyone knows that. But if you're in the situation, you have to find a way to grow fast and to try to experiment. And so 2 months later, you recognize, oh, okay, here we should have done it better. And yeah, we adjusted the go-to-market strategy again and the messaging for every country. At the beginning, I was convinced one fits it all, let's do it, but this one might have been wrong. And the alignment between the marketing team and the sales team, as we learned with the paid ads, was also quite important. Because if they received the lead from another channel, they were more keen to convert it. Somehow we did whatever possible to convince them to do the same job for every lead. It just it didn't work out. So SEO trumps SEA. For us, in our segment, banking solution for SMEs, we granted local budgets for local initiatives. We have now a combined outbound strategy, not only email sequences, but only one email, and combine it with a personal approach on LinkedIn and calls. And the most important point for us was back to the roots with the product-led growth strategy, which worked out quite well. And in our segment, we have examples like payment tracking. Send a tracking link like DHL or Deutsche Post does to the recipient of a payment, so the recipient is the next lead for us. Then also supplier invites. I don't know why no bank does this. Just invite the recipient of the funds to your platform. I mean, all GDPR conform and peer-to-peer paid. So I also prepared a few questions, but I will skip this.
And then we have all the questions, it's all good.
Sure,
we have
time. Go back to the questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the QR code is also important. I'm also kind of a salesperson. I'll go back to it afterwards. So, I mean, we have a lot of marketing people here, entrepreneurs. We have the panel. The first 2 questions from my side. What are, in your opinion, the most impactful levers in expanding a B2B business? Because B2C is a different game. I know every marketer will say, yeah, at the end, they are people. But in my opinion, no, it wasn't the same. Because you have to find the niche inside this sample, and this was quite difficult. Anyone ideas or experiences?
We can ask these questions, right, when we have the panel session.
Yeah. Okay, but then I'll go to...
Or you guys can post them, post your answers or questions in the Pigeonhole app.
Yeah, I would appreciate it. And also great ideas about how to do email sequences. I mean, you know how to do them, but maybe to get consent for the next few emails. So now again, if you would like to try Armis, it's for free for also for small businesses. Despite our focus on SMEs, we offer in the free account already highly competitive rates, 10 physical debit cards and unlimited virtual cards. So for the ad spend or something similar, we have quite a good solution. Even we onboarded a bank last week, which pays their ads by our with our debit cards and saves 4 persons. So for a transaction fee is cancelled at Armis.
Excellent. Thank you so much.